This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Last night, 49ers hosting the Packers. Jimmy G, Jimmy Garoppolo leading San Francisco down the field in the waning moments of the game and hitting pay dirt.
Garoppolo over the middle. That's caught. Juszczyk. Can he get in? Yes, he can.
Yeah.
Touchdown, San Francisco.
28-27, San Francisco. 37 seconds left to play. That's it. And Jimmy G heading to the bench feeling pretty good.
I'm on a team that's never been finer. The San Francisco 49ers.
But unfortunately, 37 seconds is an eternity for Aaron Rodgers of the Packers, who didn't even have a timeout left to call, was able to immediately connect with Devontae Adams for 25 yards, gets him right to the 50. A couple of moments later, another 17 yards to Devontae Adams. They set up a 51-yard game-winning field goal, which was put right through the uprights by kicker Mason Crosby.
That's
38-20,
amazing.
The final. Packers win it. So in the words of the great Jason Witten, when it comes down to having almost no time, for Aaron Rodgers,
it doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
Right out of there. Just pulled it right out of there.
Out of his head.
Earlier in the day, the Buccaneers had no answer whatsoever for Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford.
He starts to come, and then he pulls out.
Yeah, there was nothing they could do about that. Stafford tossed four touchdown passes as the Rams beat the Buccaneers 34-24. It was also a rough day for the Patriots.
Patriots calling their third and final timeout. Hey, after the game, keep it here for an all-new Madam Secretary. Tonight, Madam Secretary faces an international crisis in Pakistan, while her teenage daughter faces her own crisis, finding a date for the prom. Madam Secretary, tonight on CBS.
Yes, so the Patriots lose to the Saints 28-13. Minnesota, the Vikings pick up their first win. They beat the Seahawks. Raiders, who had the Raiders, Broncos, Panthers, and Rams undefeated at this point, 3-0. I mean, you make the argument for the Rams, but the Panthers, the Broncos and the Raiders, all 3-0. The Raiders get there by beating Miami in overtime. The Broncos beat the Jets, crushed them 26-0. In Detroit, Ravens kicker Justin Tucker attempting a game-winning field goal. If he makes it, it's an NFL record 66 yards.
On its way. It bounces off the crossbar, and it's good!
Oh my goodness!
Yep, unbelievable. Justin Tucker, best kicker out there. Ravens win at 19-17 amazing over the Lions. And how about running back Kareem Hunt of the Browns?
The
cunning moves that he made yesterday, amazing. He only had 10 carries, 81 yards.
Who was it that cut him?
That was the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, we'll get to them in a moment. But first, highlight from Kareem Hunt cutting his way through the Bears defense.
Third down, Hunt. Hunt breaks a tackle, and he's got a first down.
Again, Kareem Hunt, 10 carries, 81 yards, and a touchdown. Browns blew out the Bears 26-6. Cincinnati, the Steelers lose to Cincinnati in Pittsburgh. 24-10, Pittsburgh officially eliminated from the postseason. The Bills, they crushed Washington 43-21. Josh Allen had four touchdown passes. Seriously, I don't know how Steelers, they're not going to get a wild card. They're going to have to win their division. And they're not going to win their division with the Ravens. You got Cincinnati playing better. You've got the Cleveland Browns. It's a problem. And then that offensive line looks horrible. They lose their center yesterday. They've already lost T.J. Watt, but I digress. They've been eliminated. Again, the Bills crushed the Washington football team 43-21. Chargers get four touchdown passes out of quarterback Justin Herbert in an upset victory over the Kansas City Chiefs 30-24. After the game, Andy Reid, head coach of the Chiefs, was taken to the hospital via ambulance. Last night, a statement was released by the Chiefs that read, head coach Andy Reid felt ill at the conclusion of the game. He was evaluated by our medical staff in the locker room, and as a precaution, he was transported to the University of Kansas Health System for further evaluation. Coach is doing well, currently resting and in stable condition. Not treated and released, in stable condition. That's not good for,
good thought for Andy, right?
No, Andy's not a young guy, and he's a guy that struggles with the weight, the battle of the bulge. He usually loses that and may win a
sausage
Super Bowl here or there, but it's got some issues. The Jaguars lose again, 31-19. The Cardinals beat them. The Falcons get off the schneid. The Atlanta Falcons 1-2 after beating the Giants 17-14, and the Titans stopped the Colts 25-16. In golf, the United States regained the Ryder Cup because we were riding those Europeans hard.
Right.
Yeah, we rode them hard. We blew them out. Biggest blowout ever. Final score, U.S. 19, Europe 9. It's a new record for the margin of victory. We just rode them hard. Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka also hugged it out after this win. The two don't like each other, and they've been very critical of each other, and there's been a you know, a lot of things said for a while now, but the two of them hugged after the after they won, and then when they were celebrating with the trophy, somebody else goaded them on to hug again. So they hugged it out.
Hug it out, guys.
Hugged it out. I know you were wondering about the skid marks in Michael Jordan's underwear that was for sale. Well, those skid marks in the Jordan underwear, they went for $2,784
at just Leland's auction. I wanted to buy the skid marks.
Saturday
you can
night.
Have the underwear. I just want to scrape the skid marks off.
Hey, you know how Floyd you know how Oscar De La Hoya last week told TMZ that he's calling out Floyd Mayweather. He's offering him $100 million.
Yeah.
Floyd has responded with yes. Yes.
Yes. $100 million. Yes.
Floyd and Oscar have fought already, and I don't have to tell you who won because Floyd's undefeated.
So Oscar.
So Floyd was like, "Yes, if you're telling me that you can, you'll give me $100 million to box you, I will fight you now,
like tomorrow."
Yes.
Right. I don't even want to train. Let's just do it.
In NASCAR, Denny Hamlin won in Vegas. In baseball, the Yankees in Boston with a 6-3 win over the Red Sox. They are now the leader for the American League wild card. They're one up. Boston falls behind. The Blue Jays also topped the Twins. The Braves beat the Padres. The Phillies need to win, but they did not yesterday. The Pirates beat them 6-0. Lose to the Pirates 6-0. Not good. Dodgers shut out the Diamondbacks to keep pace with the Giants, who beat the Rockies. And the Cardinals, holy crap, the St. Louis Cardinals have won 16 in a row. They beat the Cubs. Unbelievable. And finally this, and I think I showed you the photo. In May of 2016, Burger King opened a spa, which included a 15-seat sauna in one of their restaurants in Helsinki, Finland.
Nice.
Because in Finland, they love the spa. They're big fans of the sauna. They love the sauna. They love the sauna. So you could order food into the spa. I don't know what would possess anybody to want to eat while you're in a sauna. But apparently in Helsinki,
I want to sweat out this Whopper.
Yeah. I got the meat sweats over here.
Meat sweats.
I'm in the sauna.